Hey there, welcome to another episode of Brand Mavericks, the podcast that ignites your entrepreneurial spirit and guides you on the path to building your own franchise empire. I'm Neil DiMattino. I am president of Titan Media Works and your host for today's show. We have a special guest joining us today from the forefront of outdoor pest control innovation. He is the director of franchise development for Mosquito Joe. He had the largest outdoor pest control franchise in the U.S. and a proud member of the Neighborly family of brands. Please welcome to the show, Tyler Burnett. Tyler, welcome to the show, buddy.
Neil, thanks so much for having me. I'm really excited to be here today.
Absolutely, absolutely. And you're down there in New Mexico. I'm up here in Colorado. I'm not sure they're talking about getting like 12 inches of snow here tonight. So I'm not sure if you're like in that path or not, but if you are, have fun, build a snowman or something, right?
Yeah. We'd love to get some snow down here for sure. I know we're expecting about a 40 degree temperature swing, but I don't know if there'll be any snow coming with it or not.
Absolutely. Well, maybe you never know, right? This part of the country is a little different that way, right?
You never know what to expect.
That's right. Hey, listen, before we get into the business part of our podcast today, tell us a little bit about yourself, if you would, please.
Yeah. So professionally, I've been involved in the home services industry for many years. I've been here as a part of the Neighborly family and working with Mosquito Joe for about the last 2.5 years. Love what I get to do, helping other people who, you know, want to build opportunity and equity through small business ownership for themselves. And I get to leverage my experience as a business developer in the home service sector in a way that really just, it, to me, is exciting and very rewarding. I spent many years running a large HVAC and plumbing company here in New Mexico. And so I'm very familiar with what it takes to be successful when it comes to operating a home service business. And I think that that translates well when I get to talk with other folks who are interested in doing something similar. And it's created a lot of great opportunities for me. Family-wise, very blessed. Been married to my wife, Megan, for over 21 years. I have 3 beautiful daughters, ages 17, 19, and 20. So we're going through that major transitional period where everyone's graduating from high school, moving into college, and, you know, spreading their wings and becoming young adults. And so it's a lot of excitement at my house right now. But all good stuff. I have great kids. I love them to death. And if I'm not working, if I'm not spending time with my family, I just love to be outdoors. So I grew up in Arizona. I've lived in Colorado, New Mexico. I love to fly fish, love to get outside. And really, that's part of my connection with Mosquito Joe, too. I love that our goal is to bring health and happiness to families and their pets and do so in a way that's ecologically responsible. And because I love the outdoors and I love to be outdoors, I really align with that vision. So just a little bit about me there.
Well, fantastic. You must have started having kids when you were 3. I can't believe you're a 19-year-old. That's awesome, man. Congratulations on that and good luck. 100%. So, so Neighborly is a huge company with a lot of different brands. What would be the advantage of an investor, you know, working with a large company like Neighborly?
Neighborly is a massive differentiator for any of our franchise business owners, and this really translates to multiple areas when it comes to both, the operational side of running a business. But even also just the personal development and educational component of it for a new franchise business owner that maybe hasn't done something like this. The resources and the economies of scale that come along with an organization like Neighborly really can't be overstated. One of the primary examples I can think of is ProTradeNet, our vendor network. It's really unique within franchising. You know, with most franchisors, they may have relationships with, you know, maybe 5, 10, 15 vendors that can provide specific products. You're required to utilize those vendors. Neighborly kind of took that model and turned it on its head. We have over 300 vendors that are a part of ProTradeNet, and they can provide everything from group health insurance from day one to our franchise business owners to just the best pricing, product availability, and rebate programs in the market for anything else that our owners might need to to operate their businesses. Last year, we saved owners over $100 million up front on things they were going to have to purchase no matter what to operate their business. And we wrote rebate checks back for over $8.5 million as part of our rebate program. Wow. You can't do that unless you have a company with the size and scale and power of a Neighbourly.
Absolutely. Absolutely. There's definitely power in that. And then Mosquito Joe is one of the brands that's under the Neighbourly network of brands. Let's talk a little bit about that. You and I were talking a little bit before we started the podcast, the recording. And my thought, I'm here in Colorado right now. We're expecting 12 inches of snow tonight. Okay. So not a big call for mosquito treatment right now, but you do more than just mosquito treatment. So tell us a little bit about the business and what you guys do there.
Yeah, that's right. And we've really evolved from the initial concept. When Mosquito Joe was founded, we were founded in Virginia Beach, Virginia. It's a great story because essentially a group of friends and neighbors got together and they said, what are we going to do about this mosquito problem in our yard? And before they knew it, they had a very successful business. And the rest is history, as they say, have begun franchising in 2013 and have had great explosive growth throughout that time. We've now 447 operating territories nationwide. But when we started, it was exclusively targeting mosquitoes. Well, we've evolved throughout that process. And now, essentially, we are a total pest control solution. So whether it's mosquitoes, ticks, fleas, spiders, roaches, in the Southwest, we deal with scorpions. In the Northeast, we deal with spotted lantern flies. Whatever the needs are regionally, we can help treat for those pests. And we do it all from the exterior of the home. Now, a lot of people think, oh, okay, so this is a supplement to traditional extermination services. But that's not the case at all. We can actually take the place of a traditional extermination service. And without going into the home and going from room to room, applying a treatment, which most people don't feel particularly comfortable with, we can actually create a barrier around the exterior of the home and keep pests out of the home and off the property. And so it's been a major change and an evolution that's taken place over the last several years for us. But I'm proud to say that we can now offer a full suite of pest control services.
You know, that's really interesting because we do have, I'm sorry to say, we're not using Mosquito Joe's right now, but maybe we should switch. But they do come into the home, and it's always kind of bothered me that they're putting, you know, some kind of like chemical inside my home. And it kind of makes sense to me what you were just saying. If you can keep the pest from getting in the first place, then why would you need to put anything on the inside, right?
That's right. That's right. And most people feel that way, Neil, that it's just kind of a general feeling of discomfort. First and foremost, if you don't know your provider and you know, really trust them, it's a challenge to have someone in your home like that. You know, our goal is to provide the absolute best customer service experience that we possibly can. And a big part of that is building trust with our customers. But the nice thing is they also don't have to be home when we show up to do a service because it's all going to be from the exterior.
Right, right. So now you said you had, 440-some-odd locations right now that across the U.S. or U.S. and Canada or pretty much North America?
U.S. only at this time. US so we're only? Not currently operating in Canada. We hope to be there soon, but okay. Nothing imminent at this time.
As soon as the ice melts, right?
That's right.
So with that many locations, I mean, is there a lot of opportunity for new locations to be opened up?
There sure are. A couple of areas that we're really focusing on developing where we've got high demand and a lot of available territory. Southern California is a big area that's prime for development right now. They're dealing with a very, very serious mosquito issue among other pest issues. And because it's a fairly new problem for them. There's a ton of really market space that's just waiting to be captured by a potential owner with Mosquito Joe. We've got great owners there now. We've got a really good established presence, but a lot more space to continue to develop. And then some other markets that are a little bit unexpected that you would think, oh man, surely there's, you know, those markets are fully developed, but like the Twin Cities area, Minneapolis, St. Paul, I've got great availability there, Pittsburgh, Philadelphia, and then of course throughout the nation and other areas, you know, anyone who has questions about availability can always reach out directly to me or my team. We can help answer those questions.
Yeah, I just see a big need in the Minnesota area with all the lakes and everything, a lot of water around that area, which is obviously breeding ground for mosquitoes. So,
right.
Hey, folks, if you're listening to this podcast, Minnesota, got to be there, right? That's awesome. So what is the process? What is your selection process for finding or approving a new potential franchisee?
So for us, it's really a mutual evaluation, Neil. And you know how important it is in franchising that it's got to be the right fit both ways, both for the franchisor and the franchisee. And Neighborly and Mosquito Joe is very much a values-driven organization. And so our goal is to find individuals who, one, share a similar code of values to our company. Two, have some general business knowledge. They don't need any industry knowledge because we can train all the industry specifics. But three, they're the type of person that can build, grow, and manage a team. They can be that preferred employer in their market and in their area. And if they've been successful previously in their career, then we know when we hand them and help them implement a proven successful system, and they're a successful person who knows what it takes to work hard and build something and to lead others, that they're only going to become more successful. And so, you know, that's the type of person we typically look for. And our process really lends itself to that mutual evaluation and validation. You know, I usually start out with just a simple phone call, getting to know them. From there, we'll go into a full brand presentation. I want to get them all the foundational information they need about the brand. You know, we'll talk about things like territory mapping and availability. We'll talk about the best funding path for them. Then I'm going to want to get them connected with other existing franchise business owners, get them a copy of our franchise disclosure document, review that together. And eventually the goal is to have them receive an invitation to attend a Meet the Team Day from our VP of Development. And then Meet the Team Day is their chance to go and meet in person everyone they would be working with from our corporate team on a daily basis as an owner. You know, if we finish all of that up and throughout that process, we go, okay, this continues to make sense. This seems like a fit. When we get to the end of that process, when we have that conversation, if they say, this is the opportunity I'm looking for, then I'm going to present to our executive committee, and our executive committee is going to essentially make the decision on whether or not to award the franchise. So very effective, straightforward, but it really is designed to give people the opportunity to do a full evaluation and for us to mutually evaluate them for fit as well.
Interesting. So you said something that kind of made me think about something else. So I understand that it's super important that you go through the process of finding the right fit with the right franchisee, because it's not only just important for that person and for your other franchisees as well. So now you say that you introduced them to some of the existing franchisees. Do they have any kind of input in terms of whether or not they feel that that person or that company is a good fit for Mosquito Joe's?
They do. So when we go into validation, which is what we call, you know, introducing them with existing owners and facilitating a conversation, what I do is I'll reach out to an owner first that, you know, somebody that makes sense to connect them with, whether it's because of a regional commonality or, you know, a structural commonality between how they're going to set up the business. You know, I ask them, hey, would you be willing to talk with this individual? Our owners are great. They are always say, oh, yes, of course. And then I ask them, I said, once you have that conversation, I'm not going to be a part of it. Once you have that, I'd love to get some feedback from you on what you thought of this individual and how you think they might fit as a potential owner with Mosquito Joe. So they do have that input.
I love that, because I think it makes a lot of sense, because as a franchisee, I want to make sure that the company that I'm, you know, associated with is bringing on people that really fit, you know, the model, because one person, territory, another territory, one person, another person could really do a lot of damage to the rest of the operation if they're not the right fit.
That's right. That's right. And I take that as kind of my personal mission, Neil, is to make sure, and I tell this to people the first time I talk to them, I'm looking for new owners who are going to bring additional value to our existing ownership group. And that's the mandate I've given myself. That's the mandate I've got from our corporate leadership as well, bringing quality people into the system.
Interesting. I like that. Very much like that. So let's switch gears just a little bit. We'll talk about compliance and regulations and that type of thing. I know that's part of what you work with and with your potential franchisees when they're opening up a certain territory and everything. But I think it goes a little bit further with your type of business because you're dealing with chemicals. So you've got the EPA, you've got a lot of organizational type things that have to be, a lot of paperwork probably that has to be taken care of, probably a lot of updating that has to be educational type things. So walk me through what that looks like with Mosquito Joe's and what you do for your franchisees.
Well, the approach we've taken, Neil, is rather than trying to, take a back seat and maybe just observe what's going on in that arena, we want to be out there on the vanguard leading the industry in those areas. And so we've partnered directly with the Environmental Protection Agency. We're a part of what's called the Pesticide Environmental Stewardship Program. The goal of that program is to develop alternative treatments to the standard, traditional synthetic pesticide approaches. We are now able to provide treatment to a home and a property utilizing all eco-friendly treatment methods. And that's a big part of that is the work that our on-staff entomologists have done in working directly with the PESP. We're also really focused on protecting pollinators. So bees, butterflies, birds, they play such an important role in our shared ecology and making sure that our environment stays healthy. And we don't want to bring harm to those pollinators as a result of the treatments that we're providing. And so the products that we utilize, the training that we provide to our owners, to their service professionals, are all geared towards doing the greatest amount of good with the least amount of collateral damage. And that's a passion for everyone that's a part of our organization. Our owners are passionate about it. And that's part of the message we want to get out there is you and your family can enjoy your home and enjoy the outdoor space without feeling like you're having a negative impact on the greater ecology around you, when you're utilizing Mosquito Joe.
I think that's amazing because I think if you were trying to start like your own business at this point in time, I mean, you got a lot of catching up to do, to catch up with
Yes.
Mosquito Joe, number one, but there's just so much. So if I'm going to go out and I'm going to start Cockroach Neil, there's just tons and tons and tons and tons of stuff that I have to go through. Why would I want to do that? And then you got to follow up on it. Then you got to make sure you're staying on top of what's changing because everything changes daily, especially when you're dealing with the EPA, the government, that type of thing. So really,
That's right.
it really makes a lot of sense to look at a franchise like yours, not only because of the brand name and the fact that you've been around for a long time and have created this incredible brand, but because just the support level, I mean, that's something you couldn't get if you try to do it on your own.
That's right. That's right. And with Mosquito Joe and with Neighborly, that support is just magnified. And it includes everything from, like I said, operationally to even marketing. I mean, our branding is really unforgettable. No one forgets the name Mosquito Joe once they see it, once they see the branding. And we've got an internal team of marketing experts, which really differentiates us from other concepts as well, as a lot of franchisors will. A new owner will come in and they'll say, "Hey, you need to market your business. You need to spend X number of dollars going out and, report back to us on that." What we figured was a business owner has more than enough on their plate. Most of them are not marketing experts, and most certainly aren't marketing experts in the field or industry that they potentially are starting their new franchise business in. And so we built an entire team of experts when it comes to marketing. And essentially, we are that internal marketing company that they go to, whether we're talking about pay-per-click or direct mail or over-the-top streaming advertising. Our team of experts, they know exactly how to market a Mosquito Joe business, and they help each owner market the business specifically in their territory to demographically identified potential customers and do so really effectively.
Well, that makes a lot of sense. So then they can concentrate on the job at hand, as opposed to trying to have wear a number of different hats. And maybe they do a certain amount, some things well, they don't do other things, so much so well. But so you provide them with all those different things. I mean, that's I think one of the main reasons franchising just makes a lot of sense, and especially with a brand like yours, that's incredible. So let's talk a little bit about starting the business. So you got a new franchisee, you've approved him, they're going to get started. What is what's next? Do they need to have a large facility, a small footprint, a lot of employees? Can they be an absentee owner?
Yeah, so structurally, there's a lot of flexibility, and it's very situationally dependent with each individual owner. This business can actually be started and operated from a home base or from a commercial location. You can have an owner operator who is focused 100% of their time, effort, and energy in the day-to-day operations of the business. Now, we want them working on the business, not in the actual tasks of it. We want them building up a team to carry out, you know, the treatment programs, and we want them out there developing and building and growing the business. But they can focus 100% of their time on that. Or we do have some owners that take more of a semi-absentee executive management approach where they've got a day-to-day manager in place and they're overseeing it from a higher level, if you will, making sure that they're leading their leaders well. So a lot of flexibility. Now, when we go to launch, the first thing that's going to happen once someone is awarded the franchise is I'm going to schedule a meeting with myself, them, and our SureStart coordinator, who's one of our franchise business coaches, because we're going to take them through the SureStart process, which is an entire checklist of here's everything that needs to be done before you're ready to start servicing. We don't want anything missed. We don't want you unprepared in any way. And hey, this is the first time you've ever owned a Mosquito Joe, right? So we're going to walk you just step by step through everything that needs to be done so that you're prepared for that day when you're ready to open your doors. And then our on-staff technical services department entomologists are going to make a site visit. Your franchise business coach is going to make a site visit. Again, it's all about that support, making sure that you're fully prepared and ready to open and begin operation.
That sounds great. So as far as, and you don't have to give me exact numbers, but as far as like initial investment, can you give us a range of what that might look like?
Yeah, for a first-year startup on a single territory, it typically ranges between about $113,000 and $153,000. There's some soft costs and some hard costs depending on how you structure the business, right? Are you launching from a home base or are you launching from a commercial location? Mm-hmm. But really, it's a low initial investment for a business that has this type of upside. And because it's a reoccurring revenue model, the opportunity to go out there and build up a customer base and add on to that base year over year over year, just it creates a business model that makes so much sense. When people really grasp that, it clicks for them, right? Because no one really comes in thinking, you know what I've always wanted to do, Neil? I've always wanted to get into outdoor pest control, right? But when they understand the concept, when they get behind the passion of what we're doing for our communities and the way that we're doing it in, I mean, our goal is to bring health and happiness to families and their pets. And so when we find individuals that want to give back to their community, they want to do it in a manner that they can be proud of, you know, when they know, hey, we're out there being ecologically responsible. And then they see that not only that, but this is a great business model. That's when it clicks for people and they realize, I do want to be a Mosquito Joe owner.
I like that. Profit and passion. That's a great combination. I love that. So now I'm a candidate. I want to do this. And so what can I expect when we get this thing started? How quickly can I start maybe turning a profit on this business, do you think?
Yeah. So
if I do everything right.
Yeah, if absolutely. You know, what's the one thing we can't control? We can't control how much of the system and how quickly each owner implements it. We're looking for those owners that are going to go full in, implement everything as quickly as possible, and that's going to significantly shorten your ramp time. You know, it really depends, Neil, on you know how you structure your business. The higher your overhead costs, a little bit longer ramp time you're probably going to have. But I tell people, you know, expect a year to 2 years to really build up the business. And, you know, I think that that's very reasonable. You know, a lot of times we talk to folks and their mindset is, you know, where can I invest $20,000 and recoup $100,000 within the next 6 months? And the answer is maybe the lottery if you get lucky, right?
Yeah, right, exactly.
But for most things, it takes a period of really applying yourself and hard work and doing things the right way long enough that you then have a sustainable business in place that you're not going to just reap immediate rewards, but you're going to reap long-term rewards as well.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, you said something earlier on, and that's why I think this is really kind of a cool idea and cool investment. If I go into, and I invest into, let's say, a restaurant franchise, I never know if anybody's ever going to walk through there. I could do tons of advertising, tons of marketing, and I'm really relying on that customer to walk in. But you used two words that I think that make a lot of sense for this franchise. And those two words were residual income. So you're building a clientele that could be a lifetime clientele, and the lifetime value of that customer could be, I mean, a heck of a lot.
That's right.
So, I mean, I think that's wonderful. I think anybody who's looking for a franchise opportunity, that should be one of the things they should consider right off the bat. So fantastic. Good for you on that.
Absolutely. Couldn't agree more. That's really the strength of our model. And another reason why we provide the best customer service experience possible, right? Because we want to keep those customers coming back year after year after year.
Keep them coming back. And if they come back, they're going to tell somebody about it, and they're going to tell somebody about it. So that's awesome. Well, congratulations on that. Look, we're getting pretty close to the end of our time together. Any final thoughts you'd like to leave our audience with?
Just that, you know, this is something that you can do. You can step out. You can embrace the entrepreneurial side. You can build that dream. You can build opportunity and equity for your family. You know, Mosquito Joe might be the right opportunity for you. It might be another neighborly brand. It might be another concept. But if you're that type of person that has been successful and has that drive and that want to, reach out and talk to somebody like me, because this is something that is definitely possible for you and your family. And I'd encourage you to look into it.
Fantastic. And Tyler, if our audience would like to get in contact with you, find out more about Mosquito Joe and the neighborly brands, how do they go about doing that?
Well, they can reach me in a number of ways. My email address is tyler.burnett@nbly.com. That's NBLY as in neighborly. They can call me 469-722-4060. Send me a text. That's my direct line. It will go right to me. Happy to engage and have conversations with anybody who's interested, or maybe has a friend or family member who is interested. Please don't hesitate to reach out. We also have great resources online through Neighborly and the Neighborly franchise website and the Mosquito Joe franchise website. So a quick Google search will take you right there.
Fantastic. And I believe you have a good presence on LinkedIn as well.
That's correct. Yes,
absolutely. Well, again, Tyler, thank you so much for being on. There's so much more we could talk about, but, you know, unfortunately, it would take a lot more time. So people, if you want more information about Mosquito Joe's, you want to talk with Tyler, please get in contact with him. You'll find out everything you need to know, because obviously this guy knows what he's talking about.
Neil, thanks so much for having me. I really enjoyed this time with you.
Absolutely. Me too. Hey, folks, that's all we have for today. So thrilled you could be with us. If you enjoyed this episode, please don't forget to subscribe and please leave us a review. Brand Mavericks is sponsored by Titan Media Works, providing podcast production and guest booking services for those who want to be in the podcasting space. Check us out at titanmediaworks.com. That's work spelled W-O-R-X. And also check out all of the other great hosts at the Small Business Delivered Network at smallbusinessdelivered.com. Hey, be sure to stay tuned for more Brand Mavericks coming to you soon. And until then, keep on building that empire. See you soon. Bye-bye.